So the end of June, beginning of July, hot summer night. The word fireflies comes to mind. What do you think of?
There was a group of Firefly girls from Santa Fe here last month. One of the girls expressed an interest in a Frederick Remington bust.
Today, a local Firefly girl accused the president of sexual misconduct. This photo of the president with the girls was taken during their
Fireflies?
Tour of the White House.
Summer nights? Sexual misconduct? Well, it may be lovely to sit out on your back patio and watch fireflies on a summer night this time of year. But in fact, the coding that's going on, the communication that's going on between fireflies is, well, it makes the term red light district, you know, actually seem tame by comparison. Fireflies, in fact, are involved in intense mating and predatory activity. And to decode it all with us and for us, Carl Zimmer joins us. He's a science writer and author of a piece on fireflies, which is in today's Science Times. He joins us from New Haven, Connecticut. Carl, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I've got a little light here in the dark studio here, the Takeaway down in New York City, and I'm actually firing off some patterned impulses to our video camera, which will go on our website. It is the case that fireflies aren't just flashing; they are speaking a language.
That's right. They're not there just there to look pretty for us. They're talking to each other, and it's really a matter of life and death for them.
And how do you decode what it is that they're saying? And there's a certain specificity of message, kind of like bird songs, between species or, you know, various classifications of fireflies.
Yeah, if you follow fireflies around as they come out at night, you will notice that they're actually flashing in different patterns. And each species of firefly has its own unique pattern. For this article, I went to a meadow in Massachusetts, and in the course of about an hour, we saw six different species all talking in different patterns. It was amazing.
Now, are these patterns basically, I'm the one you want, I'm the one you want, I'm the one you want, where they're sort of identifying their species, or is it something more elaborate than that? Like, over here, drop what you're doing, ignore those losers.
It's two things. It's, I'm your species, because you don't want to get mixed up on that score.
Right.
And the males are also saying,
when that happens.
And they're also saying, not only am I your species, but I'm a really good male. You want me.
Do they have a repertoire, or is it just sort of one Morse code and that's kind of all they get?
Yeah, it's a pretty limited language. So one species, for example, might have a pulse and then another pulse and then pause for 4 seconds and then another pair of pulses. And that's just
you're making
all the
me
males
blush,
do.
Carl. You're making me blush. Whoa. So here's a question. It seems to me that to get a mate, animals don't want to do something that's terribly inefficient because it would mean that, you know, they would go out of existence. Is it efficient for insects to use the amount of energy that would be required to flash all the time at night?
Well, you know, sex can be really inefficient if you think about giant antlers that deer grow to show off to the does.
What's that about?
But fireflies are pretty efficient. Yeah, it costs them less energy to make light than to fly. It's basically like walking around for them. It's an incredibly beautiful chemical reaction
really?
They use.
Now, is it possible to using some sort of lighting implement to fool the fireflies, to actually communicate with them in some sense?
Sure. That pen light you've got, you can take it out to a field, and if you find a species and you start talking to it, you can make it think you're a female firefly, or if you find a female, make it think you're a male firefly.
I just love that.
Will they come over to talk if you do that? Do they come and land on your wrist?
The males will come over. The male will come over from 10 or 20 feet away and say, who is this?
Oh, that is so cool. I'm definitely going to try that. Now, is this a channel of communication with insects that is perhaps unavailable to other species? I mean, there's all sorts of talk about, you know, chimps doing sign language, but the idea of communicating with insects, that seems, you know, way, way far down the taxonomic ladder, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of insects use chemicals, and, you know, if you have a pheromone, you can bring, 1,000 cockroaches to you if that's what you want.
Nice.
But fireflies are the only insects you can use light with.
And is there any sort of takeaway in terms of what we might actually do with the information? Is it something that helps us to understand neurologically how fireflies actually, live in the world?
Well, one of the most important things it tells you about is this idea that Charles Darwin had long ago that sex and the struggle for sex can actually shape entire species. And so actually fireflies they're constantly evolving because of the preferences that females have for certain males over others. And they use those flashes to decide who they want to mate with. They might be flashing with 5 or 10 other males at a night, and they'll only pick one, and then they'll mate with that female will mate with that one male all night long.
And, you know, it just brings us right back to summer nights. It's been really bad weather here in the Northeast. Have you seen any fireflies yet up in New Haven?
Not much around New Haven, I have to say. But up in Massachusetts, where I was for this story, there are actually a whole lot. So there's some hope.
All right. And this holiday weekend coming up, the 4th of July, we should encourage people to go out, take their little pen lights, communicate with fireflies. Just don't get into any trouble. And, you know, it's a jungle out there. Carl Zimmer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Carl Zimmer is a science writer and author of a piece on communicating with fireflies, you know, decoding what they're doing out there.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.